Today, don't get caught as the property market turns. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. In today's show, we're going to look at the latest clearance rates from the weekend auctions and, based on the new report, where vendors are paying through the nose for agent services as the housing market is beginning to cool, weighed down by slower home value growth in Sydney and Melbourne and, of course, recent rate hikes. First, we have the latest round of auction clearance rates from the weekend sales from both Domain and Catality. Of course, not all results have landed, and as I've explained before, agents are quick to report successful results, less so to admit failures. Catality reported the clearance rate, which is calculated to the sum of those sold prior to auction, sold at auction, and sold after auction, compared with total reported, not listed, was 70.7%, down a little from last week. Listings were just under 30% higher than last week too, with 2,051 listed auctions. However, if you take successful auctions as a proportion of all listed, then the true clearance is currently at 52.1%, with Sydney at 54.5% and Melbourne at a weaker 50.7%. In Sydney, a 29.5% lift in the number of auctions took some of the edge off an otherwise strong preliminary clearance rate of 70.1%. But of course, that's still down from 79.6% a week earlier. And as reported in the AFR, the Ray White Agency, the country's biggest real estate network, carefully tracks that figure and noted attendances had declined in the biggest markets after the Reserve Bank of Australia increased the cash rate. Ray White Chief Economist Nerida Cosby said attendance was typically a leading indicator of demand, while clearance rates reflected buyers who were already committed and transacting. The divergence in the two metrics suggests competitive conditions remain solid, but the depth of demand may be easing at the margin. We did see a quick drop off in attendance activity. I think people are just kind of watching and waiting. One interest rate doesn't kill the market, but people are a little bit hesitant given that the outlook for interest rates this year is now quite negative, she said. And Connorsby also noted that something of a two-speed market is also emerging, with Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide still going super strong compared with more moderate markets of Sydney and Melbourne. In Melbourne, the number of auctions rose by 38% on the previous week and the preliminary clearance rate edged just slightly higher at 70.6%. It was the first time Melbourne's early clearance rate has been above 70% since the middle of November last year. But, as I highlighted, the real clearance rate is much, much lower. Brisbane's preliminary rate hit 70.9%. Adelaide was at 78.9%, dropping below 80% for the first time in the year, while Perth recorded an 83% initial success rate, according to Catality. Domain data, which differs due to a difference in the geographic boundaries compared with Catality, and a different data feed on results piped in, reveals that their Sydney clearance rate was 69.8%, compared with 75.7% last week, while Melbourne was reported at 68.4%. And note, Domain cited total listings of 2,222, compared with Totality's 2,051. So you pays your money and you takes your choice. Overall, last week, 120 were withdrawn from market. This week, that jumped to 224, and the median house price recorded in the sales was 1.27 million, compared with 1.3 million a year ago. Now, it's important to highlight the fact that auction activity tends to be concentrated in the larger markets, especially Sydney and Melbourne, and at the margin, purchasers are preferring to negotiate before auction or buy via private treaty. And it's also worth highlighting that while there are no standard or recommended commission rates relating to agents' fees, actually agents are discounting their fees charged to vendors more often in tight listing markets as they compete harder for scarce stock. This is at a time when compliance requirements are creating hidden expenses for agencies, as well as the overheads, which can include franchise fees, wages, for administration, support staff, brick and mortar office costs, insurances, and marketing for the agency and agents. But as Edwin reminds us, the effective rate per hour for fees charged are still pretty excessive, and it's important to be clear about the services which will be provided. And a timely report, the Real Estate Agent Commission Rates 2026 from Agent Comparison Services BeRight Agent breaks down average agent fees by state and region, and so offers Australian homeowners a clear and timely look at what it is really costing to sell in today's market. And they found Queensland median agent commission rates out at 2.8%. That's above the national median of 2.65%, based on data from more than 200 postcodes nationwide. Of the more than 200 postcodes surveyed, the national median agent commission was 2.65%, though there was a noticeable disparity at the state level. In New South Wales, the average was 2.35%. In Victoria, again, 2.35%, but in Queensland, 2.8%. In South Australia, 2.9%. In Western Australia, 2.75%. In Tasmania, 3.25%. And in the Northern Territories, the median was 3%. In the ACT, it was 2.23%. And BeRight Agent co-founder Aaron Scott said the report gave homeowners a clearer benchmark to compare rates in the local area and negotiate with more confidence. Selling a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make, yet commission rates are still one of the least transparent parts of the process. He said, absolutely right about that. Our figures show that regional and remote areas are paying substantially higher real estate agent commissions than the major urban centres, said Scott. Regional areas in Western Australia are particularly expensive, with four of the 10 top rates coming from those areas. The principal driver for the higher agent commission rates in rural and regional areas is a lack of competition among agents. Without strong competition, homeowners aren't able to shop around as much to get a better rate, and as such, they're forced to pay higher prices. Across the nation, the top 10 highest agent commission rates were recorded in Tennant Creek at 3.85%, Carnarvon in Western Australia at 3.8%, Ingham in Queensland at 3.75%, Boulder in Western Australia at 3.65%, Whyalla in South Australia at 3.65%, Strawn in Tasmania at 3.5%, and Northam in Western Australia at 3.5%. In eighth place, Yorktown in South Australia at 3.5%, Collie in Western Australia at 3.5%, and in 10th place, Berry Springs in the Northern Territory at 3.45%. And the report reveals the estimated commission rate actual dollar cost. It's based on the average suburb property priced as at June 2026. And unsurprisingly, some of the highest costs came from the Sydney Metro, eastern suburbs and northern beaches. In 2026, for example, at Bondi Junction, commissions were in excess of $50,000. Even a small reduction in commission can put thousands of dollars back in a seller's pocket, which is especially important if you're selling under financial pressure. All this underscores the importance of negotiating fees with agents or using comparison tools like BeRight Agent, especially given the massive hikes in prices in recent years and the fact that commissions are based on a percentage of the agreed price. You'll recall I had Aaron on my show recently. Check that out. And finally, a reminder that Edwin and I will be on our normal Monday rant with a conveyancing expert. And we're going to dive into the complexities of selecting the right property transfer service and whether you are seeking to buy or sell. That's really important because in the current environment, there is a lot to consider when seeking to acquire or dispose of property. And the decisions you can take will make a major difference in the financial outcomes, especially with property price trends easing. Home values grew just 0.8% across Australia in January. True, faster than December's 0.6%, but the quarterly rate of gain slowed even before the onset of higher interest rates, and they're going to further hit buyers. So it is really important to make every dollar count. Check out our show tomorrow. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.